Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
Woo! What up? Everybody got right now.
What's up? How you doing? Stop me if you heard this before. Tom Brady retired today.
Really?
Yeah. Really. So, on the radio show, I said this, but if you listen to the podcast, I believe the way this lands is this comes before the other 2 hours of the radio show. Is that accurate, Jason Stewart?
That is accurate. We should be live at around 1:30 Pacific time.
Okay, so if you get this first and you get the rest of the radio show, it'll work as well. I have always said this about Tom Brady, and I believe today is a perfect day to bring this out. I don't believe that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. He is the most successful quarterback of all time, which on some level is what a quarterback is judged by, right? It ultimately wins, loss. He has had a remarkable career. But here's the crazy part about it. When he was at his absolute peak for a decade, he didn't win a Super Bowl. Which only shows how much you need everything else around you, and you need to be healthy, and you need a little bit of luck in order to win the damn thing. It's like, I remember Eli Manning doing an interview with Mike Francesa. How good do you think you are at this point in your career? And Eli said, and this was like, I think 4 years before the end, maybe five. 4 years. And Eli said, like, I'm a better quarterback now than I was when we won a Super Bowl. It's just, you know, I've made some, it was, I think, the year he led the league in interceptions. I made some bad throws, and there's some other things that work against us. In other words, like, my team's not that good, you know? So there is that to it. But it's an amazing story what he did in Tampa. The comeback against Atlanta is an all-timer, the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. The longevity is remarkable. There's a LeBron James element to it in which he's taken care of his body, and that's why he's been able to play so long. There's the fact he got divorced in his last year of football. Like, if football was really the reason for the divorce, they would be getting back together, and they're not getting back together. But the number one thing that no one else is going to talk about today, and I will shout it from the mountaintops, is that Tom Brady should be championed for buying into the plan that Bill Belichick had, which is, I know you could get the most money in the league, but if you take the most money in the league, we can't put a team around you that can win you a Super Bowl. Right? Now, can you do some funny things and manipulate the cap? Sure. But the reason they were not only able to win, but able to extend that thing for 20 freaking years is that he made a lot of money. Like, it's part of it is misreported. They're like, well, you know, he never made top. No, but there was always a way in which they, you know, pushed the cap down the road, kept paying him money. He made a lot of money for a long time, but he was never making the most money. And we're in an era where people that are in my position and even higher profile positions are in the get every penny you can. And that sounds great. That feels great. It feels like you're respected. It feels like, yeah, you want to say I'm the best? Pay me the best. But how many times do we have to see Russell Wilson? How many times do we have to see what's happened with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, honestly, like Pat Mahomes, you want to talk about luck? Like, really, really lucky. Really lucky. They've been able to just survive, and but that contract really kicks in next year, and they're not as good. Like, oh, they play, all these rookies are playing. That's because they have to. They have to draft. They have to hit on draft picks. They have to just nail it, and they have to hope those guys are as good as the guys they're replacing because you're top heavy with your salaries. Tom Brady should go down as the most, I'm trying to think of the sentence here. He should go down as the smartest man in regards to salary that has ever occurred in professional sports. LeBron won't do it. Jordan did it. Truth be told, Jordan did it. It was a different era, and he signed a long-term deal. Like, one of the things that sucks about The Last Dance and everybody talking about Scottie's deal is, like, Jordan never made top dollar, and then his last 2 years, he made $30 million both the last 2 years, and that was far and away the highest-paid guy in the league. But for the most part, they were able to put together a roster because he wasn't making shit. Nobody mentioned that. Nobody's mentioned that today. We've given credit to Belichick. On some level, he's gotten more credit. But the truth is that a good portion of what they were able to do in New England, which is not just have success, but unbelievable sustained success, was put a really good team around him. And they couldn't put a really good team around him if he demanded top dollar. And he had every right to demand top dollar and didn't do so. That's the story I want to have him tell when he starts doing media stuff. How did that all take place? Who was the, was it you? Was it Belichick? Was it somebody else in that organization? What happened that convinced you that this was the way? Because now the choice is very simple for NFL teams, right? They either hire they either go in and, you know, pay top dollar for a quarterback, or you draft a young player and you have him on a rookie deal. And then you try and load up the roster until that rookie deal expires. And then you got to figure out the cap and if you want to keep the guy or move on. You know, and Geno Smith, now, like, again, Geno Smith is like, was playing basically on a rookie sort of contract, and Seattle, of course, could load up the roster. What happens if they pay Geno Smith $30 million a year? It's not top dollar, but it's a lot more money. And if you know anything about this, it's not about the owner saving money on salaries. It's about, because they don't, a GM doesn't put the money in his pocket that he saves on one player, he pays it to other people. Tom Brady's lack of desire or whatever happened, however they came upon the idea of, hey, I don't need to make the most even though I'm the best. That's the story of Tom Brady that needs to be told, because that's what's allowed him. That and taking care of his body. That and actually being coachable. Being able to be yelled at, screamed at, told you suck. All of those things are part of the story. I'm not trying to talk ish on Brady here, okay? Let's just be honest. We've all forgotten that when Peyton Manning retired, he was widely considered the greatest true quarterback, right? I mean, Peyton Manning, they all the best are able to do it without something, right? Because none of them have checked all the boxes except one guy. I'll get to that in 1 second, right? Like, in terms of talent, the guys that had the best were John Elway and Aaron Rodgers. And the unreported part about the John Elway thing is when he won his first Super Bowl, he actually had the lowest quarterback rating of any Super Bowl quarterback to win it. Right? He was towards the end. And he did the helicopter in year two, but that team was a running team with Terrell Davis. It was a dominant defensive team. Much like Peyton at the end of his career, where his last year, he won it. He didn't even start half the games. So I think there's a bunch to it. There's a good amount to it that's really, really interesting. But I would also tell you that, like, look, Peyton was considered the best. Joe Montana is still the greatest big game quarterback ever. We played for you in the radio show what Mike Francesa said. He's right. Let's not downplay the fact he didn't have a turnover in the Super Bowl. He won all four of them. He was incredible. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, who checks all of the physical and mental boxes, and yet, for a myriad of reasons, his team has come up short consistently in the NFC Championship game against the Atlanta team that lost to Brady in the comeback. They had guys off the street in their defensive backfield. Against the Seahawks team that I believe lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Rodgers had a torn calf and, you know, like a fake punt. Was it a fake field goal or fake punt? I think it was fake field goal, a two-point conversion, an onside kick. Like, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong for the Packers. And none of it had to do with Aaron Rodgers, who was playing very limited on a torn calf. But in terms of, do you check all the boxes? Mental, physical capabilities, accuracy, arm strength, mobility in the pocket, out of the pocket, running for a first down. Aaron Rodgers checked all those boxes. He's actually way more talented. But Tom Brady was in better organizations, frankly, had an easier run in the AFC East, and for the most part, performed better. Although the two losses to the Giants, he didn't perform particularly well. Some of that was the pass rush of the Giants. Some of that was he's not mobile. Tom Brady did it without mobility. Peyton Manning did it with limited arm strength. Tom Brady is the most successful quarterback ever, and he's the smartest in terms of the business of football ever. Right, where you leave it, you make a ton of money, but you leave people like me saying, dude, you could have made so much more, and yet that's probably why they won so much.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, It kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
3, 2, 1. Let's get to what the Fox says.
And now.
What does the Fox say? All right, it's going to be an all Tom Brady edition. Let's hear what everybody else is talking about. Here's two pros and a cup of Joe because they reacted to. First, here's the actual announcement. Here's Tom Brady on social media.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. I think you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so... really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Here's two pros and a cup of Joe. This, of course, is LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn.
Tom Brady is announcing his retirement from the NFL.
Wow.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when day one of training camp starts and he's not there.
Now, he did release a video of this, so hopefully we can get that. But yeah, Tom Brady calling it a career there. How about
it's,
that?
I think the difference this time is some people thought like the whole retirement and it was like a way of finagling himself out of his contract or like allowing him to go somewhere else potentially in the past. He's a free agent. You know, there's nothing that stops him if he wants to go play somewhere else to go play somewhere else. So, look, he's been through a lot this past year, which we all saw.
He has been through a lot.
You know, personally.
Yeah.
And he's had the greatest career that I think I'll just go on record as saying, to me, it's maybe the greatest career of a professional athlete we've ever seen, at least of the major sports.
100%. Yeah, so, absolutely.
It's a brilliant career, regardless of where people fall on that. It's one of the most brilliant careers ever.
And to think, man, was it a six-round pick?
Yeah.
What my draft was able to do?
That was my draft. Then it turned into his draft. Now it's his draft.
I think that you heard from Brady Quinn, and it's interesting. Like, he's considered the GOAT, but Brady, who played the position, evaluates the position, is in line with what I've said. You did not hear Brady said that's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's had the greatest career in the history of professional sports. I mean, I would argue that LeBron's in that discussion, right? But the number of championships, but LeBron's done it multiple stops. It's a different sport. I get it. I would also, again, the financial aspect of it is interesting. But you didn't hear Brady Quinn say he's the best quarterback I've ever seen play the position. that part is really interesting to me because it goes in line with he's been the most successful. He's had a great career. We're all kind of saying the same thing in not without the desire to say anything negative. It's just to be realistic, right? Here's Dan Patrick.
You know, you start to think about this, and I think we are all under the impression he was going to play again. But I remember going into that game against the Cowboys, and I said, you know, nobody is presenting this like this could be Tom's last game in the NFL. I didn't think it was, but nobody was suggesting that this could be his last game. I think we were under the impression this could be his last game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Nobody looked at it in a bigger picture to say, or maybe smaller picture, and say, could Tom retire if he doesn't play well or they get eliminated? And just yesterday, we're, you know, in the hypothetical, what about him to the Niners? Maybe to the Raiders? Maybe staying in Tampa? You had reports that his friends were suggesting, inferring that he was leaning towards playing again. And then this happens. And, you know, the reverberations here are going to be felt in a couple of different fan bases. It's not just Tampa, the Raiders, also the 49ers as well. Now what's Tampa do after this? What do the Raiders do after this? The Niners, the door was open.
Yeah, that's the trickle down to it, because there were people that felt like they had to make that call. Like, we got to call Tom Brady. Raiders and Niners, it made a lot of sense. And then he retires. And that's probably why Tom Brady did it right now. Like, look, let me just kind of get through it. Let me just kind of get through it. And that way nobody has to speculate on it. Here's Colin Cowherd.
He wanted stuff. He pursued stuff. No passive aggressive. He'd argue. He'd fight. That's a great message. He didn't really see obstacles. Tom saw opportunities. Like, I'll read business books once in a while. They always talk about that stuff. I'm not really sure if you can teach it. Some people wake up grumpy. Some people wake up happy. Some people wake up pessimistic. Some people, like Tom, wake up optimistic. There's no real obstacles, just opportunities. I tell my kids, you should watch the MJ documentary. And I've said this before on this show. It's amazing, right? Michael Jordan was the best player, the best looking player, the most stylish player, the best defensive player, the best everything. And yet it was hard. Really, really hard. Fighting with owner, fighting with GM, fighting with the Pistons, fighting with the Celtics, fighting with everybody. It was hard for Michael Jordan. It's been hard for LeBron. It was hard for Brady. Being great's really hard. Being the GOAT takes your breath away. But Brady, I think, did it with some elegance. He really did. It's almost impossible. John Elway did it too. To leave in football in one piece, not discarded, not traded, not pushed aside for some younger player. As he said in his video, thank you. No, Tom, thank you. And I'm not going to give you advice. You certainly don't need it. But if I could whisper in his ear, I'd say, Tom, take some time. Personally, professionally, this took a bite out of you. Take some time.
I think you will. I think he'll make an appearance in the Super Bowl. I think, you know, Fox paid him a bunch of money, and Tom is still trying to build that Brady brand that is important to him. And I honestly think the Brady brand, like, here's the kind of guy he is. That money is for all those other people that have helped him, right? For his trainer, for Guerrero, who helped him. He felt like changed his life. That's what that TB12 stuff is for. He doesn't necessarily need it for the money. He needs it for a thank you to all those other people. It's like Michael Jordan used to do this. You know, the Jordan camp they used to have in Santa Barbara, you know, and then he has the Jordan fantasy camp. Everybody has always said, like, do you know that money he doesn't actually take? He lets the guys who handle all of his business, everything for him, he breaks that up, they get that. That's like their yearly bonus. You know, Jordan still makes what he makes on Jordan brand. Now, of course, he makes what he makes on his team and all his other interests. And that's his way of paying it back. I think that's what Brady does. But I think he wants to grow his brand. The Fox thing is a real contract. If I'm Eric Shanks, you call him and, like, do you want to undercut a guy who's Greg Olson's been doing a good job? Like, no, but he's Tom Brady. He's played in 10 Super Bowls. He's won 7 of them. And Fox has the next 2 Super Bowls. You don't fucking think they're going to call him to use them this weekend or next weekend? Of course they are. It'd be stupid not to. It'd be professional malpractice not to. And I agree with what Colin's saying. And by the way, like, let's also be honest. It'll go down that football ended his marriage. there is no fucking way that football ends marriage. No possible way. Like, I Giselle wanted him to quit a long time ago. That's why she leaked out that my husband had multiple concussions. Remember that? And he was like, whoa, whoa, what are you talking about? Right? She clearly didn't want him to play. So I'm sure it was an issue in their marriage. But come on, dude. Do you really think that she said, you play football and I'm out, and then she's out? You don't go, you're not in love with somebody. They're not the love of your life. They're not your soulmate. They're not the one you stay with if it's that. Come on. It may have been a tipping point, but if you read even the book, The Tipping Point, there's a bunch of other layers there. That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out who's annoying.
And now, it's your annoying.
Give it to me, Jason Stewart. Who's annoying today?
You know, those who have had amnesia about this Tom Brady story, you know, I pay close attention to debate shows and listen to a lot of radio and whatnot. And I've paid close attention to those who thought that Tom Brady was going to be playing next year. Dan Patrick in your What Does the Fox Say sound said, I think we all thought he was coming back next year. And that is true. It ran like 95%, 5%. And the reason I've been keeping tabs is because I've been the one on this platform since September who's been saying he's going to retire. So I paid close attention to those who weren't. I paid close attention to those who were who turned this conversation into where will he play next year as opposed to if he will play next year. So this morning, as I'm hearing Stephen A. and Skip and then even Colin talk about, you know, yeah, looking back, you saw the signs. You know, he just kind of lost his passion for the game. And look, you know, it makes sense now. And I think that now it's for good. No, you can't have that take right now. You can't have that take today.
You can't. You're so honest to God. You're so right on this. Like, I'll tell you this. Like, and this is one of the things that Colin and I we agree with, which is like, hey, you know, sometimes it's okay to say you're wrong. People have a tough time saying you're wrong, and maybe the reason they have a tough time is because social media and occasionally the media can go like, yeah, you're wrong. Like, all right, dude, like I got it wrong. It's okay. Like nobody bats 1,000 in this one. There isn't a person, there isn't an NBA who drafted 1,000, there isn't anybody who guessed 1,000, who bet 1,000. If there is anybody who bet 1,000, guess what? They wouldn't be allowed to bet in Vegas, right? You're not allowed to bet in Vegas. So, and you'd be, there's a reason that they, as my late coach, Coach Sutton would always say, like, you know, there's a reason they build all these buildings in Vegas. It ain't because the house is losing. Nobody bets 1,000, even the house. So I'm with you. That's the biggest, there were signs. Yeah, there were signs either way. You know, there were like, I watched him and when they're playing San Francisco, right? And he's like, come on guys, let's fight. And they're like, dude, really? You know? So then you're like, okay, I'm thinking, how is he processing it? Is he processing it that his message no longer works or these fucking guys suck? Which is it? And I think it's probably a little bit of both. But you're right. I hate these people like who forever thought he was going to play. I think I just didn't want him to go out that way. I thought the lure of playing with Josh, playing for Josh or playing for San Francisco might, let's end it on a good note. But I get it. When you're done, you're done. And I said this on the radio show. This is simply a case of anybody who's played pickup basketball understands this analogy. You want to run it back one more time? Right? You want to run it back one more time? You're like, I don't know. Okay. And what happens when you run it back one more game? Somebody gets hurt and usually the game sucks. All right, what else?
So true. That last part is so true. And by the way, J.J. Watt, he had to send out a tweet today. J.J. Watt is my second candidate for who's annoying. J.J. Watt just retired. He retweets Brady's sayonara and says, no question, no debate. It's been an honor and a privilege. Goat emoji. P.S. A newly retired group meets on the golf course every morning at 10 a.m. Drinks on the new guy. Bring your wallet. Well, that's cool. You know, J.J. Watt, he also co-opted D'Amico Ryans getting a head coaching job just less than 24 hours ago. Let's go, he says. You know, cannot wait to see Miko. Let's do this. All right, J.J. Watt, you're annoying. You don't need to tweet about everything. Like, when major news happens in sports, no one's running to J.J. Watt's account to see what you thought. Stop co-opting these major sports events. J.J. Watt, you're a douche and you're annoying. Wow.
Okay, I do think there's a little bit about, hey, you know, I retired too. Hey, I retired too.
Exactly.
But J.J. Watt, for a shorter period of time, was at that level. And it, you know, look, it's hard. But you retired? I retired too. I get both of them. I get how it looks and how it feels to you. I also get how it feels to J.J.
Now, you and John Ramos are parents to teenagers. Modern day teenagers. So I had to ask him the difference because I thought Flaming Hot Cheetos was Chester. I thought Chester's Flaming Hot Fries was Cheetos Flaming Hot. And then there's Takis and all that. So John told me the difference and now I'm straight. There's a Chester's Flaming Hot Fries out there. And our guy, Anthony Edwards, who's we've talked about his junk food habits in the past, he said this about how much he consumes Chester's Flaming Hot Fries.
Chester Hot Fries, the best chips that are ever made. I've been eating them since I was probably like 5 years old. I prefer these over any chips in the world. Probably like 3 a day. You do the math. Is that 21 bags? Yeah, I eat that many. Probably more though, for real. Depending on how long my day is.
Now, what's annoying is that Anthony Edwards could do 21 bags of Flaming Hot Fries a week and still be one of the top athletes in the world. That's annoying to me that he could have that diet and perform the way he does.
Well, it's the my question is, how much better could he perform if he didn't eat that crap? And by the way, it's tearing a hole in his fucking stomach.
Oh, you right? Got that
right. I fight this fight, and it's got red dye in it, which is terrible for you.
Oh, man.
Other than that, it couldn't be any better. So, but yeah, I mean, like, look, I mean, the Skittles thing with Marshawn Lynch. Like, yeah, Marshawn Lynch is a pound Skittles. They're like, oh. And then, you know, I got a kid who he needs every advantage possible because he's such a late developer in order to get to that level. So I agree it's annoying on a multitude of levels. Who else?
That's what I got.
Oh, you don't want to do the other one?
No. Well, I mean, I listed Lonzo Ball's knee injury because I saw an ESPN report where the team doctor and his private doctor has no idea why his knee is still in pain. That's annoying. Like, Lonzo Ball's whole career has been annoying because he hasn't been able to stay on the court. But not, you know, having medical people that do this for a living not know why you're experiencing something, man, that's real annoying.
Okay, so the most annoying has got to be the people who are doing the 180 on the Brady thing. Tall, I knew it was coming. Yep. This was the swan song. Yep, that's why he thanked the reporters. Yep, knew it. Just wasn't into it. Yep, got it. It's okay to say you're wrong or to say, you know what the other thing is? It's okay to say, I don't know. To those people, we're lying about it today. Okay, let's get to my pick of the day as...
Okay, sir, the bet is to you. All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Pick of the day, we'll go to college basketball, where there's a big slate here, right? You have Nova taking on Marquette. Nova is finally the healthiest they've been all year. Marquette's a 6.5-point favorite. Kind of like Marquette playing at home. Eradicating all those demons, but not super strong feeling. Purdue taking on Penn State. Micah Shrewsbury is the coach of Penn State. He used to be at Purdue, and he has a very, very good team. One that I think can cross-match well with Purdue, 10 points. I would lean Penn State with that number. But the one I'm looking at as the game with the line that I would most like to bet on is Providence taking on Xavier. And Xavier is a 4-point favorite. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, man, I really like Xavier playing at home. The problem with that is Zach Fremantle, who's the star for Xavier, averages 15 points in 28 and a half minutes. A guy who's shooting 63% from threes, not a ton of threes, but shooting 58 from the field. A guy who stretches the defense out. He's out for at least a month with an injury. That's a dramatic change. A dramatic change in how Xavier plays. Providence, now keep in mind that while they've played well in conference play and they're sitting tied with Xavier, they lost at Creighton. They lost at Marquette. They just barely beat Villanova at Villanova. So they haven't been a great road team inside the league. And they're better at home. If Zach Fremantle was playing and the line was 4, I would load up on Xavier. But I'm going to take the road team in Providence tonight. Fremantle is that important. He's not playing. I think Providence ekes one out. All right, that's it for our In the Bonus podcast. Tom Brady retires. I thought we gave you a different perspective on it. Pretty good stuff. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is In the Bonus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102.
if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.